Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Although North Korea's official currency is the won, what do you think is the most preferred form of money in that country? If you answered the U.S. dollar, you are right. But didn't the U.S. government impose a trade embargo on North Korea? It certainly did. So why would the U.S. dollar be so valuable there? The dollar is popular in North Korea because it can be used to purchase goods and services from almost every nation. It is illegal to take North Korean won out of the country or to bring it in. As a consequence, that currency is not used in international commerce. Therefore, North Korean importers must pay for their purchasers with other currencies, of which the U.S. dollar is the most popular. Now, you might ask, how do North Koreans, from dictator Kim Jong-un on down, acquire U.S. products that cannot be legally exported direct from the U.S. to that nation? Obviously, these goods are shipped to other nations where North Korea also has a trade relationship. Once goods are delivered internationally, the U.S. companies that have sold them then have no control over where they ultimately end up. In the same way that American goods end up being sold in North Korea, U.S. dollars can also become the preferred currency there. You might also wonder, why would the U.S. dollar become so popular in a country that does not trade directly with America? The answer is that, compared to all other paper currencies, the U.S. dollar is the most widely traded one around the globe. The reason for its worldwide popularity is its relative long-term stability and value. North Koreans don't want U.S. dollars for their own sake. They want them for what they can exchange them for. Even though the Federal Reserve has a stated target of reducing the purchasing power of the dollar at least 2% annually, that still leaves America's currency far more stable than others. If, or maybe I should say when, this relative stability is ended, then international demand for dollars will collapse, clobbering the U.S. economy in the process. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.